בזמן המגילה, למעלה פעם הבאיז, חומש דבורה משנה תאירה. It's a very popular expression, the name משנה תאירה, שנה רבה, and this expression משנה תאירה is commonly used referring to חומש דבורה. Tosfos in Gittin Daf Beis mentions it, and he says because it's called Mishnah Torah because it's a repetition. Mishnah Torah is a repetition of the other four Chumashim, and it's consolidated into Chumash Dvarim, and therefore it's called Mishnah Torah. That's the Poshet Pshat of Mishnah Torah. According to this, it's just the subject matter of Chumash Dvarim is a repetition, so it's called Mishnah Torah. It doesn't seem to be inherent that it's a different type of Chumash, different than the rest of the other four. If we go in a bit more detail, we'll see that there is actually a difference. And the first key to that is the Rabbeinu Bachaya in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim. He starts here in Dvarim, yeah. Now, if Parshas Dvarim starts, Eila HaDvarim HaShadiba Moshe Kol Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Bachaya asks, it's a continuation from before. It's not a Chumash on its own. It should say the Eila HaDvarim, and these are the words. So yes, why does it say Eila and not the Eila? So Rabbeinu Bachaya answers that, let me read you his lashon, that Loma Hitzchil Sefer Dvorim the Milach Eila V'lo Yamrinan the Eila Hadvorim the Vav Achibo. So he says Ki HaSefer HaChamishi even though it's connected with the original four, mikol makom hu inyan b'tzmei atzma. It's an entity of its own. It's connected, it's linked with before, but it's not really one, and it's on its own. And he doesn't explain himself in which way it's connected, in which way is it on its own, and what does he mean it's on its own. Let's take the whole part, the first pasuk, and then we'll get to the main point. Eila hadvarim asher dibar Moshe kol Yisrael. These are the things that Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael. The Eva Yadim. Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Klal Yisrael for the things they did wrong in the course of the Midbar, the Yam Sof, etc., etc. And he says that the Lashon Remez not to insult people, and he said he only hinted towards it. But what's Eila Hadvarim Asher Dibar Moshe El Kol Yisrael? Rashi explains, El Kol Yisrael, that Ilu Haychiach Miktsotsan Hayeva Shabashuk Oimim Atem Yisim Shemim Ben Avram Velo Yishivusam Dovo. Had Moshe spoken when all of Kol Yisrael were not congregated, they weren't all together, so those the people Shabashuk says, you heard Moshe say that, you should argue back. We did this wrong. Who said it was wrong? Maybe it wasn't wrong, etc. Lekach komsom kulam. He gathered them all together. Va'omer lahem, harei kulchem kan. You're all here. Kol mi sheyesh lo tshuva yesh. If you got anything to reply, he rebuked them and he said to them what he had to say, what they did wrong. And he said, if anyone has any justification for what you did, please say so. So Rashi learns El Kol Yisrael means they had to all be there, because had they not all been there, those who weren't there will say, if we were there, we would have really put him right. The Vilna Gaon says, and this is one of the main Nekudas, Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe HaRebbe. Because we have to learn from Moshe, and he is the first teacher that was in Klal Yisrael. So he says, Eile hadvorem asher dibe Moshe kol Yisrael. So the Gaon said, he said things, El Kol Yisrael. That means everyone in Klal Yisrael understood what he had to say. It means he said it, even though he said it about Remez, certain things, but he made sure everyone understood what he said. However, he says, Beshibim Tonim Latayra. And there's a depth to what he said. There were things that were Remez, there were things of Hikabolah. There was a lot more scope than just what appeared on the surface. But one thing he guarantees, everyone understood something. So he spoke El Kol Yisrael, says the Goyim, even though the Shivim Panim Matayra. So some people only got one aspect of it. Someone was a bit bright, they got two. Kol Echad Lefi Midas Kibulai Hasmadosai Vishkidosai. Everyone, according to his capacity to understand, according to how much he worked on it, his Asmada, therefore some received and retained and understood more than others, but everyone, I'll call yourself, everyone understood what the message he had to say on the surface. So it's slightly different than Rashi, but that's the going shot, El Kol Yisrael. The third shot in El Kol Yisrael is also from the Goyim, and it's quoted, it's not in the Sifra HaGorah, but it's quoted by the Tiferes Yosef, Rav Yosef Engel, and he says like this. He's rebuking Klal Yisrael. Right? Now, there were people there who were innocent. I mean, there some people complained about this, and some people complained about that, and there was Barova, Baal Peor, not everyone knows I was Baal Peor, Avis Moyev, Yamsev. There were things that went wrong. And the majority, maybe, Klal Yisrael as a whole, is looked at as having sinned there. But there were individuals who weren't. So the Goyim says like this. Eila hadvorim, monakan kol mekayma shesh chisu lefnei amokam. Hiskiram beremez, Rashi says, lefnei kvoidam shel Yisrael. However, and amongst them was Baal Peor, Yamsuf, Hamad v'yen kvorm b'mitzrayim, v'yamru al Yamsuf. So the Goyim says like this. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samachay, Om Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Ruban Begezo. Most people, as they're not ultra careful, are over there for Gezo. They take something that's not ours, or borrow something, or they think they get it's not makbid, he's not using it anyway, that gives you a right to take it. Ruban Begezo. Most people, in the course of their lives, take something which is not theirs. Miut barayos. There's a minority who are over the Yisrael. Most people don't, but there are some who do. The hakol b'loshen hara. So we're all mishal in saying things that we shouldn't say. So the Gemara says b'loshen hara. So the baita. How can you possibly say that everyone speaks loshen hara? It's impossible. Ella avat loshen hara. It doesn't mean proper Lashon Hara, it means Avak Lashon Hara. You have to see the Shemir Saloshon, he goes into clearly what's considered real Lashon Hara and what's considered Avak, which is only in the Rabbana. So the Goyim says, the word Eila, which the Parsha begins with, and this also answers Rabbeinu Bakhi's question, is Rosh HaTevis, Avak Lashon Hara. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, that Eila Hadvarim, the first thing is, you should know, I'm rebuking you, some sins don't apply to others. So some people might have joined up on Yamsuf, and then others were with Baal Peor. Certain sins only don't refer to everyone. But Eila, which is Rosh HaTevis of Avak Lashon Hara, that everyone is Mishnah. So therefore he uses the expression Eila Hadvarim, Ashadiba Moshe Kol Yisrael. That's something which is unanimous that everyone in Klal Yisrael have have had this avera. You can't say maybe he didn't do it. So he says avera is a remez, that's a sin that's common by everyone, and then he went into individual sin, which is not applicable to everyone. So we've got the three pshatim in El Kol Yisra. Now let's move on from there and we'll go a little bit deeper into the process. I want to start with the Medrash Rabbah, which is actually the opening Medrash Rabbah here in Dvarim. And it says like this: Eile ha-dvarim asher dibe Moshe Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Re'ei l'shoyna shel Teira machvida shemerapes haloshen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, the Lashon of Torah, not only is it learning, not only is it a mitzvah, not only is it geshmak, it heals the Lashon. If someone has a problem expressing things, how to word it, how to present it, Torah, a person who learns Torah, it's merapes haLashon, it heals them. Why? Pasuk says, Pasuk in Mishlei, Malpei Lashon Eitz Chaim. What heals the Lashon? Eitz Chaim. Vein Eitz Chaim ala Torah. Shenema, Eitz Chaim hila mazikim bo. So, Marta Lashon, if you want the Lashon to be healed, is through Torah. Rav Levi Omar, Rav Levi says, Malan ulimma nimokam acha, nilma dimitayma. That's to bring me a raya, that Torah heals the Lashon. You have to go to Mishle and find the remnants from the Pasuk, Marta Lashon Eitz Chaim. No, Min Koyma Atal Moimet. Harei Moshe Atchaloi Zocher L'Teira. Moshe prior to Kabbalah Sateira, Ksidbay, La'ish Dvorim Anayfi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not a man of words, it's hard for me to speak, it's bad for us, couldn't talk properly. Even Shazocha Latayra, once he was Zaycha to go Baba Satayra, Nisrape Lashonai, the Hithchil Adabed Vah. Once he got the Torah, he was always Kvad Pet, Kvad Lashon, no more. Speak perfectly, he can word things properly. Well, what's the Raya? Minayan, Mimasha Karina, Binyan, Eilah Hadbar, Masha Diva Moshe. So Rav Levi is saying, you don't have to go to Mishlei. Yeah, we've got a clear passage. Eilah Advar Mashadidu Moshe. And he says all of Chumash Dvarim. And he says it quite, he says it beautifully. He says it very clearly. Everyone understood it. There was no problem with it. Why not? The answer was, he received the Torah, and that rectified the situation, and he was able to speak properly. The Tanchuma also brings the same thing. And he says, Esmoel Amarta lo yishvorim anoichi v'afshav ata medabit kol kach. Look what he managed to say, all of Chumash Dvorim. And for the Tanchuma, akoch ata loshon Torah marte. The question is though, what happened till now? Well, we're 40 years in the Midbar, and there's all kind of to's and fro's and all the things Moshe Rabbeinu said, did, and all of a sudden we wake up. Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. But that was all the way back by the snare. That was before everything. Since then, there's been plenty of talking from Moshe Rabbeinu. We never asked the kasha. All of a sudden, beginning at Dvorim, in the final phase of his life, oh, how's Moshe talk? Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. So then the Medrash and the Tachum are all busy with learning out how did Moshe Rabbeinu overcome the problem that he had. Why did it wait till now? Why all of a sudden is the discussion in the beginning of the vote? It's possible that in the rest of Chumash he spoke in small amounts. Here he spoke from actually it was 37 days, because from Rosh Chodesh Shvat when it started until Zayin Adar. And he spoke non-stop according to Lashon. Maybe here he spoke more, so maybe here we ask the question. It seems more than that. It seems it's not that here the amount was more and therefore all of a sudden we ask the question. It seems that the question was raised here for a reason. And they'll come into the main point at least. The Gemara and the Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. And here we see that this is a halachic issue. The Gemara says, a mafsikim beklodes. And there's rules when you give an aliyah, and sometimes we make her sophists, where you're allowed to stop, where you're not allowed to. You want to add an aliyah, but you can't just stop wherever you want. So one of the places the Gemara says that you cannot stop, a mafsikim beklodes. You're not allowed to stop in the middle of the klodes. Om Abaya. So Abaya says, Loishonu ela beklodes shabateiris kare. Now we have it twice. We have in Chukosai, and that's called the Klolos of the Teiris Kohenim, and also this Klolos Sheva Mishnah Torah, and that's what we have in Kisavoy, and there Poisek. You're allowed to stop. You want to make a suffering, you want to stop in the middle, fine. Frek the Gemara in my time. What's the difference between the two? Why? By Teres Kainim, I'm Mafsikim, but Klolos is Klolos there as well, so why are they allowed to be Mafsik? And to the Gemara, Halolu, the Loshen Rabbim, Amureis, Umoyshe Mepi Hagvura Amoran. There's a difference. The ones in Teres Kainim were said by Loshen Rabbim. And Loshen Rabbim means, it says in the plural, because it's talking to each and every one of us. Every single person, if he does so and so, this is what will happen. So it says in Russian rather, Umoyshe mipi hagvuran omran. Moshe didn't say it himself. He heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told each and every one of us, if we don't do this from the Torah, this and this will happen. But Mashain came the one in Dvorim, Halolu beloshen yochid amurais, says in the singular. Umoyshe neti atzmon omru. This is one of the yisoides from the Gemara, which isn't always noticed, that Moshe, Gemara says, it says in the singular, it means Klal Yisrael was dealt with as a unit. Klal Yisrael is considered one, therefore it says in loshen yochid. And the first one, the ones in Teres Kainim was Moshe Mepi Agvura Omran, but the ones in Dvarim, Moshe Mepi Atzmon Omran, said it himself. And anyone asked the Kasher when he said it himself, it's a word in the Torah that didn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe wrote his own, Moshe didn't write his own text. It came from HaKadosh, everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, Moshe Mepi Agvura is only in Teres Kainim, but in Mishnah Torah, Moshe Mepi Atzma. There's a moral in Teres Yisrael, Parat Man Gimel, and he says like this, and then we'll see there's a Goyen who also explains. But first let's see the moral. The moral says like this. Some things can be expressed if it's viewed from different angles, is viewed and expressed differently. Says the Maral, that the difference between Kol HaTorah and Chumash Dvorim is, and that's why Dvorim is Mishnah Torah, as Rabbeinu Bakri already said, it's different, Dovah B'fnei Atzmaihu. So what does it mean? So he says like this, that the first Chumashim Amitzad Noisim HaTorah, it's looking at it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. And therefore, it's always given over from the Noisim HaTorah, and it's expressed mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chumash Dvarim is what Moshe said, Mishnah Torah, but it's mitzad HaMekabel. We haven't got time to go through the Maral, the brilliant Maral, and he goes through all the differences between the Ruchos Rishonos and the Ruchos Shniyos, and the Luchas Rishonos is Mitzad HaNoisim, and Luchas Shniyos is Mitzad HaMekabel, and therefore there's all these variations. It goes through each variation and how it's dependent on it. Now, he says like this, Kol Dibba Shanema Batayra, Av Shehoya Moshe Medabar, so we heard the whole Torah from Moshe. But it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Medabar Mitzad HaKroina Shal Moshe. If it's mitzad anoyis, it means it's the Eibishter really speaking. But the Eibishter doesn't have a voice. Eibishter is not human. So the Eibishter was medaber mitzach goyne shomoyes. So even though it sounded like it was coming from Moshe, in actual fact, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking via the mouth of Moshe. So it was emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe. And that's what it means, Moshe Yadaba, Melechim Yanenu Bekot. So the Pasuk tells us clearly, it's viewed as Moshe speaking, but in actual fact, Melechim Yanenu Bekot is still by Mishra. And therefore he says, the Eivishta was some Tzadiba Batir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashayim came to Mishnah Torah, there Moshe spoke as a Shliach. Kasher Tziva Loi HaMashaleach. Moshe was representing, and he had to say, so there wasn't God speaking via Moshe, it was actually Moshe speaking, because Hashem asked him to say it, wanted him to say it. And there he says, V'zehu pirish, klolosh in the Mishnah Torah, Moshe mitpiatzmon omron. Kloima. Shleihoya Hashem yisparach noisein hadiba b'fir. When it says Moshe spoke on his own in Dvorim, it means that the Eibishter didn't put the words in his mouth, but it was actually Moshe talking. Shlaya Mishnah Torah Rakum, Kabbalah, and then he goes into it again. The Goyim says it more concisely, and the Goyim is brought in the Oil Yankov here, beginning from the Magen Midubna, beginning of Oya, for him, and he says, Shemati Mishema Benenu, and he says like this, Abba Chumoshim Harishoinim. Is different than Mishnah Torah. Ki Abba Chomoshim Arishonim Hayim Mishmoni Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. So when we heard it, we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Derech Gloyne Shomoshim. Eibishter's voice was coming via Moshe. Mashayim can say for Dvorim Hayim Yisroel Shomim Mishive HaSeif HaZeh Kasher Shomu Es Divrei HaNeviim Asher Afrei Moshe. It was told in the Nevuah to Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar El HaNovi Hayoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it to the Novi today, Uli Yoimocha Holach HaNovi V'Shmiya Nevuah El Yisrael. Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu acted as a Novi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to him, then Moshe said, what's the difference? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Medabah Mitarek Reinesh on Moshe, it's still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we heard it. So we're hearing Dvar Hashem. Masha Ein came when it was told to Moshe, so entered Moshe, then Moshe had the Nevuah, then Moshe told it to us. So it was not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Moshe said it. And that's Paichal Pi Atzmai. He said it. The first four Chumashim wasn't Moshe saying. He was a vehicle for Hashem's voice. Masha Ein came, he says, by Chumash Dvarim, it was told to Moshe, then Moshe told it to us, it was Moshe speaking. So he says, therefore, when the Medrash asked the Kasha, the market asked for the Goyim, and the Medrash starts asking Kasha, Lo Yish Dvarim, how can you say, like Dvarim, and he rattled off Moshe, all of Chumash Dvarim. So the question never arose before, because it was never Moshe speaking. The question is, if Loyish Vormanoisi, how did he speak the whole 40 years in the Midbar? That wasn't a problem. He didn't speak 40 years. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber Mitarek Reinai. So it wasn't Moshe speaking, so the question was never raised. Ma Shein Kenu Chumash Dvorim, which is the first time you see that Moshe actually was able to speak. What happened here? Right, 40 years passed, he didn't have to speak. The Eivish to stop. But what happened all of a sudden? Moshe can speak. That's why the Medrash only asked the Kashi here. Because here it was Moshe Miti Atzmai, quoting the Gemara and Megillah. And therefore, the question, and therefore, this is the concept which the Rabbeinu B'chai is telling us. Rabbeinu B'chai says that the Dabot Chomoshim Rishonim is connected, of course. Chumash Dvarim is connected to the Fuch Marit. Yes. Abadovah B'tmei Atzmai. The first four Chumash are recording, are telling us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mitzvah Kwey Mishol Moshe. When we come to Chumash Dvorim, it's Moshe Mipi Atzmai, and therefore it's not Eila Dvorim and not the Eila Dvorim. Places in Gittin, that days, writes about Sachtergitten, he says, a get is always written in 12 lines. I don't know how many of you have seen a get, but every get is 12 lines. Now, the question is, the Goyim says, that's why Gimel and Tes, there's also the Gematria 12, but he says those are the two letters that never come together in Tanakh or anywhere in the Torah. Gimel and Tes never come together. So when there's a separation, and it's the Gematria 12, so that's why it's called get. And Tosus then brings a pshat from Rabbi Goyim, the Shem Rav Sajjah, and he says like this. Sefer Krisis Kashir Yud Beis Yitna Mavsikim Beit Arba Chumshei Torah. No, I'll tell you what. There's a halacha that between Chumoshim there's a separation of three lines. So the 12 is the separation from the first four Chumoshim. So he says the Hefzik Shebein Vayedaber the Mishnah Torah. What about the Hefzik between Bamidbar and Dvorim? There's also three lines there. No, Leichoshim She'en Ela Chozer V'Shoyin Emashal Emach. He's saying that Mishnah Torah means it's repetition, and since it's only repeating from what it's before, it's not necessary. According to the way they're explaining it, it's a separate chumash on its own. It's a separate chumash before you even start. You don't have to say only because it's a repetition. The way the Goyim expresses it, this is Moshe Mitiatzmai. So and the way Rabbi Chaya says it's a chumash Mitiatzmai on itself. So therefore, you don't really need it. Now, the Rabban, one of the Rishonim, saying that the Gemara says, "Afir b'mandama," that you don't darshan the loyamin smuchim b'chol ha'teira, the Mishnah teira darsh. Come on, brachas b'chofar. So the Rabban says, "Taima, mishum b'chol ha'teira m'pi ha'gvura nefta." They mukta the mamucha. He says, why is it? There's a rule that if something is next to each other, it's called bashin and smuchim. So someone on the says, we're not dair smuchim. And in chumash dvorim, we're always dair smuchim. He says, what's the difference? He says, because by kolat tairu piya gvura nemra, they mukta mamucha. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no before, no after. The whole concept of time doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avamoy shesasidah mishnah taira. Parsha ha parsha leisida ela lehidoresh. But here Chumash Tvarim was Moshe Mitiatzmai. Moshe did the thing. It was the Nevuah was told him, and then he told it to us. He told it to us with an order. Therefore, he said, everyone agrees that the day is smuchin in Chumash Tvarim. So, summing up. Eila advar mashadiba Moshe kol Yisrael ve'eva ayad. It says Eila, not ve'eila. This is the beginning of Mishnah Torah. This is the first time Moshe is talking to Klal Yisrael as a novice. And Moshe is talking directly to us. And therefore the Medrash points out, the first time he's speaking, how can he speak? The answer is, He received the Torah. Once he received the Torah, it affected his speech. The problem was gone. And one of the reasons that the Rishonim for why was Moshe was the Bechir. He was the chosen one. Why is it that he had this affliction of being a Kfar Peh and Kfar Rosh? Why is it he couldn't speak? So some of the Rishonim learned it is that you shouldn't say that Moshe, through his oratorical skills, is a big speaker, a fiery speaker, is very convincing, maybe his personality, and because of that he convinced us to get the Torah. And then years later, centuries later, people will raise the question, Moshe had a thumb. He was a very good speaker. He talked us into it. So the answer was, Moshe was a kvad peh and kvad lashon. Moshe was a person who couldn't speak properly. Stop it. It was only the essence of what he said that we listened to. And that was done specially because we shouldn't have this thing that perhaps he talked us into. Once the Torah was given, there was no need for it anymore. Once the Torah was given and There was no need for Moshe to be a Tzatzeret HaLoshen. Now, Adarabba, Torah is Marabba. There was no more need for it. Torah itself corrected it, and Moshe was able to get back his speech, and this is the first sample of it. I must tell you, though, with this we conclude that the Maral says that it wasn't this Chas V'Sholom She'iya Pagam Moshe Rabbeinu. It can't be that Moshe had fault. So he says like this. He says differently. He says, speech is from the inner person. So I want to communicate to someone. I want to say something to someone. I want to teach something. I want to speak. So I've got something inside me. I have certain ideas. And I express it, and I communicate with the other people. He says, Moshe, because of his high madrega, he didn't have a sprach with anyone else. He was on a different level. He was mechetzi lemata, ish mechetzi lemaila, malach. Moshe Rabbeinu was an isha lekim. Moshe couldn't talk to people. He was on a different level altogether, a different spiritual level. And because of that, he was a tfateh tfaloshin. How do I tell him? We try to explain something to a kid. So you've got to get into his mindset and try to explain it to him. It's not so easy. You've got to lower yourself, work out the way his mind works, and then tell him and try to explain it to him. It's an art which every parent has to learn. But it's not so easy. Moshe was so much ahead of him, so much greater than everyone else. He's a tfateh tfaloshin. He couldn't actually communicate. That's what the Maral says in the text. Okay.